Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 337. Are weight loss shakes the key to lasting weight loss? Part 1 by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday and Halloween edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourselves, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. And as a reminder, if you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com and submit your audio. Or you can call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now speaking of, today's spooky topic of weight loss shakes is something I answered myself in a Q&A edition of the show way back in episode 95. Feels like a million years ago. So if you want to hear my take on Soylent and other shakes, you can listen to that. And a really quick note. In today's episode, the author criticizes companies that use an MLM structure. Now, if you happen to work for a company like that, you'll likely have a very different opinion. Always remember that what I read to you are the author's opinions and not necessarily ours. And that's just a small part of the article too. All right, so Halloween is finally upon us. You may remember that, about 2 weeks ago, I was feeling ensconced in Halloween decorations in my house. My wife loves Halloween and kind of goes crazy this time of year with putting up all these decorations. But you know what, to be honest, I kind of like them now. They grew on me. And I'm going to be kind of disappointed to take them down. She really did a great job. Her and her sister spent a lot of time decorating our house. And then my wife reciprocated and went over to her sister's house to help decorate. And again, super impressed. But I won't be too sad for long. The holidays are when I really shine, so we'll be decorating for the holidays soon enough. Now, before I get into today's post, don't forget, we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of the month, which is tomorrow. So to be in the raffle, just make sure you've joined the email list at oldpodcast.com by tonight. I'll give you a quick reminder at the end of the show. So for now, let's hear part one of today's post and start optimizing your life. Are weight loss shakes the key to lasting weight loss? Part one by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Weight loss shakes have been around for decades and they're not going anywhere. They're everywhere. Places like your local GNC, supermarket, health food store, etc. They're in traditional magazines, on TV, and all over social media outlets like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, etc. Weight loss shakes and their allure. These shakes come with a promise to make you slimmer without needing to put forth much effort. No thinking, no exercising. Just drink the shake down and you'll magically lose weight. Some of the recent marketing messages I've seen on bottles are, quote, the lean shake, or lean shake burn, or super lean meal replacement, or slender blend. And without even looking at the ingredients, the shiny label leads us to believe these shakes promote weight loss. It's interesting because we often drink these without much concern for what's actually in them. The same can be said for diet pills. Most people see the promise and will instantly take them, even without looking at the label and doing some research on the ingredients. At the end of the day, we want the results promised on the label, and we're less concerned about what's actually in them or how and if they actually work. Weight loss shakes promise results coupled with convenience. If you could magically lose weight without having to learn anything and only adjust your eating habits slightly, would you do it? Almost everyone would say yes. And that's why SlimFast shakes have been in business for 40 years. They offer a simple solution to what seems to be a complex problem. Their most popular message is to replace two meals with a SlimFast shake, indulge in three snacks to curb hunger, and eat your favorite 500-calorie meal for dinner. Let's do the math. An average SlimFast shake will have around 200 calories after you add 8 ounces of skim milk to the mix, as per their directions. The total macronutrients are 10 grams of protein, 30 grams of carbs, and 3.5 grams of fat. So, two meals of SlimFast shakes equals 400 calories. Then, you choose three of their snacks, which are 100 calories each. Then, you have a 500-calorie meal for dinner. 400 calories, which come from the two shakes, plus 300 calories from the three snacks, plus a 500-calorie dinner meal equals 1,200 calories. 1,200 calories is likely 2/3 to 1/2 of what's needed for a small woman who's exercising regularly. So, if you follow the SlimFast plan, it'll work for sure, but not because there's anything special in the shakes. It's because by default, it's limiting you to 1,200 calories per day, and half of the day's calories are sure to be subpar because they're coming from a low-quality powder of mostly carbohydrates. The protein comes from the milk. It's just food, and cheap food at that. This isn't a jab at SlimFast, though I should add that if you want to lose weight safely, actually maintain your muscle and lose mostly fat and not muscle, there are better methods. When you look at a SlimFast label, you'll see a bunch of ingredients that you wouldn't normally eat if you're eating whole foods. We have a bunch of gums, carrageenan, cellulose, and synthetic vitamins and minerals. Now, I'm not saying that this is bad to have in a pinch, but if you make this a dietary staple, I fear you'd be missing out on ample amounts of nutrients over time. And not only that, for the price, it will actually become quite expensive if you ever tried to get a reasonable amount of calories from it. So instead of limiting your intake of real whole food to a certain caloric goal daily, you're having subpar food in place of something that would be healthier for you. Newsflash, nothing you can eat actually burns fat. SlimFast and other weight loss shakes are nothing more than food. And as I've mentioned before, no fat-burning foods actually exist. Fat loss happens by creating a caloric deficit, exercising regularly, and managing your caloric intake over time. If a friend is trying to sell it to you, think twice. A very common occurrence for many people trying to lose weight or get into better shape is for a friend to reveal an incredible weight loss shake or supplement they've been using and how it's helped them lose weight, feel better, and get into shape. Some of the popular shakes come from the following companies: Isagenics, Herbalife, Advocare, Visalis, Shakeology. All of these companies are known as MLM, multi-level marketing, in which a company forgoes traditional marketing methods like retail stores or mainstream media and recruits independent sales reps. Now, if you're a big fan of MLM, you're probably going to hate me for this, but I've got a job to do. Most of these products are produced very cheaply and contain average, at best, ingredients. On top of that, you have to deal with slimy salespeople trying to get you to purchase from them and join their, quote, business opportunity so you can make money consuming your favorite products. These companies have some form of a weight loss shake that basically replaces a meal. In reality, it's a formula similar to SlimFast's message. Replace a few meals with our shakes and watch your weight fall off. While this message isn't incredibly bad per se, there is a better way. First, let's look at the economics of some of these weight loss shakes. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Are Weight Loss Shakes the Key to Lasting Weight Loss?" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, when it comes to actual fat loss, JC's absolutely right in that if you want to burn fat, really, if you want your body to burn fat, you can't rely on foods to help you burn fat. It does come down to regular physical activity, a caloric deficit, meaning you're eating fewer calories, and some genetics. There really aren't any foods that will actually help your body burn fat. Your body has to do that on its own. Now, there are some foods like plain coffee or plain tea that may help your body's cells release fat. But just because your cells release fat doesn't mean you're burning that fat for fuel or for energy. So a while back, I mentioned that I like to consume one cup of black coffee an hour or so before I go do some cardio. There are a lot of great studies that have found that when you do that, it can actually increase your aerobic performance. So that basically means drinking a cup of coffee before weightlifting, probably not going to help, but really will only help if you're going to go running, biking, swimming, something like that. And what researchers have discovered is that the caffeine in the coffee or tea forces your cells to release some of their fat stores. Now, that doesn't mean it's automatically a good thing. If your body doesn't end up burning the fat that those cells have just released, then what ends up happening is that fat just goes bloop right into a cell next door. It just moves from one cell to the other. That's not going to have any impact on your total body fat. But if you're in shape, or if you're going for a run, when the cell releases the fat after drinking that coffee or tea, your body is more likely to now burn that fat that was just released for energy. Now there's less fat floating around, and now your fat cells will shrink. So again, there's really no food that will help you burn fat. That's up to your body. That's up to your fitness level. That's up to the types of exercises you might be doing. And if you do these things consistently, you will burn fat. But again, it takes time. Now, once again, before I go, if you want to be in a raffle and have a chance to win a book from us tonight at midnight, come by oldpodcast.com and join our weekly newsletter. Once a week, you'll get an email with life tips, quotes, and more. And you'll be in book raffles every month. Again, you can join at oldpodcast.com and make sure you're in by midnight tonight to be in the raffle. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a very happy and safe Halloween. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.